Donald's view. Winners take control.
Control is all about education. The more financially educated we become, the faster we can spot situations that are advantageous and those that are not. Weeding out the bad ideas from the good ones becomes easier. I have a lot of interest as a businessman, and I retain control by keeping an active interest in all of them. I hire qualified people and trust they will do their best, but I make sure to keep in touch with them and keep my door open to them. I don't micromanage, but I know that, ultimately, the responsibility is mine. Knowing that the responsibility is mine means that I am in control. Period. The Trump Organization is the number one privately held company in New York. I'm proud of that and of the work we've done. Notice I said we, because a lot of us work very hard, and I know that. But I make sure we remain winners by setting the standard myself. Life is full of risk. We don't have total control, much as we'd like to think we do. But we can reduce the risk and increase our leverage by becoming educated, making moderate choices, and keeping a positive attitude. A lot of people have been great successes when the supposed odds were entirely against them. They won because they decided to take control of their destiny and refused to give up. One way to maintain control is to always keep the big picture in mind. When people talk about the big picture, I am often reminded of a tapestry. Someone once told me that if you look at the back of a beautiful and priceless tapestry, all you will see is a bunch of knots. Well, sometimes that's all people will see because they haven't seen the finished design on the other side yet. Destiny sometimes works that way. So don't give up control by leaving your own tapestry, the design of your life, unfinished. Soon after I heard that analogy, someone said they were in knots about something, and I suddenly just saw that the guy wasn't visualizing his tapestry. He was losing sight of the big picture. When I told him the story, he became visibly more relaxed. Look at things from the other side sometimes. It will help you maintain control, giving you insight into how to deal with problems and people. You have to be able to control what is around you, at least to the extent that you aren't left in knots. You may not have control over a lot of things, but you can start with yourself. Brain power is the ultimate leverage. You've got a brain. Use it. Call me a control freak, but I don't accept excuses. Winners take control by accepting responsibility.